faudrait voir les gens de la baie, tu sais qui c'est?
Attends, on va faire
non, un peu. Non, mais. Ils doivent être derrière Eric. Hein.
Derrière Eric.
On est d'accord, je leur fais faire.
Ouais,
t'inquiète pas, cher.
Dobar dan, dobro večer svima koji slušate Cross redovno ili ćete to tek činiti. Protekle nedelje u Skoplju je održan 21. jazz festival. U prošloj emisiji ste od jednog od organizatora, Konstantina Šurbanovskog, mogli čuti detalje vezane za program, a inače ih još uvek zajedno sa recenzijama možete vidjeti na web stranici www.crossradio.org. Ljubljansko-beogradska ekipa Crossa je inače bila na festivalu u Skoplju i pritom uspela da dobije ekskluzivni intervju sa članovima benda Gotham Project. Par minuta pre samog nastupa na otvaranju ove manifestacije u backstage-u smo razgovarali sa Filip Cohen Solalom i Eduardo Makarovim.
Slušate Cross Radio, prvi program.
Kako bi uopšte opisali muziku koja je nastala kao Gotham Project i uopšte kombinaciju elektronske i tango muzike?
Yeah, it's true. It's not only a combination of old and new, it's also we take the essence of a music with a very long history. And we really take the. I think we really try to focus on just taking the spirit, the essence of this music, and bring it to the sound environment of the electronic music. Yeah. So it's a mix of two different cultures, two different music. But at the end, it's not so far, you know. Those two music, you know, music in itself is music, you know. So it's not so far, and we really discovered by the project, particularly me, because I'm not Argentinian, I'm not a tango musician, so I don't. It was for me. I was very curious about the whole history of tango music, and I discovered by reading some books that those two music, I mean dance music and tango, has the same roots, which are African music. Because tango is coming from African community in Argentina in the 19th century, and after it was mixed with a lot of instrument and musician of the immigration coming to Argentina from Europe. So it's just we came back to the roots of tango music by bringing the tango to something more percussive, more drummy, more hypnotic maybe also. I think this is maybe just the thing we've done without knowing. We bring tango to his roots.
Kako je došlo do toga da baš tango bude baza za Gotham Project, a ne recimo neki francuski zvuk?
It's a question that I'm asking myself also. Even yesterday I was thinking, no, I'm not very curious about my own environment or my own country. I'm French, I'm born in France, but my parents, my father is from Tunisia, my mother from Holland. You know, since the beginning I was interested by other music, other culture. I don't know, it's maybe because it's far, that Argentina is far. So for me it's more inspiring than something too close, you know, it's like...
It makes you dream.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. Make me dream, and it's... I don't know, I'm not really interested to work in with French music, really not. I'm not. Eduardo maybe should
I work in French music, but not with the mix. I don't think that it's necessary to look for mixing music for mixing. You have to make music, and even tango, it was born as a mix of a lot of cultures, African and European influence. So, and when we made Gotham Project, because we wanted to do that, but it's not necessary to look for other musics to mix with electronic, because it's not a marketing project, it's like an artistic project.
Kakve reakcije ova muzika ostavlja kod različite publike, recimo širom Evrope?
From the outside, I mean, particularly for the English people, it sounds very French. Maybe because it sounds French, and I know why, because it's very cinematographic in a way. Very the melodies, the history of tango is not what the tango brought in Gotham Project. All the melodies, and it's something very French. The way that we are making melodies, we are very, particularly I'm very influenced by Serge Gainsbourg, you know, it's great melodist, and I love melodies. So Eduardo loves melodies, but as an Argentinian, I love melodies as a French, and it's different. But we are very interested to bring new melodies to tango and to electronic music, because tango has an history, a background of covers, of reprises. You know, they're playing standards all the time, and there is not so many. There is some, of course, but there are not so many creations.
Tango needs creation, needs more creation, and electronic music maybe needs more melodies and also, yes.
Emotion. I don't say that electronic music has no emotion, of course not, because I really love electronic music, and even very dark, dubby techno is very emotional for me. For example, the production made by the German labels like Chain Reaction or Maurizio, you know, for me it's very emotional. It's really, but it's not in the same way as we do, of course, but it's for me it's very emotional. We wanted to bring something like an old emotion, like an old movie, you know, where you can watch an old movie in black and white, and you really cry in front of the movie, because there is a lot of emotion, but something that they have the same emotion 50 years ago than now. So we try to bring something from the past, that's true, to today. And also for us, it's a good surprise to see that we bring back tango to the dance floors, because tango is made at the beginning for the dance floor, so it's still played a lot in dance floor because people are dancing tango. But it's great that the people who are not dancing tango can dance on tango music.
Da li je publika u Argentini imala prilike da čuje tango u ovom novom ruhu?
Yes, from Buenos Aires and Argentina, I've been there last month. And they love. We are well. It's not the you know the album is not.
It's just import. The album is not released properly. It's just import. But we know now, and Eduardo has heard it in Argentina, that for example the radio station of Tango Music use our music as with jingles, you know, they use our music as background for the programs, and even
people know about Tam Project. Before we released the album,
yeah, album, we've been together in Buenos Aires before the release of like maybe 1 year, 6 months or 1 year. There was just vinyls, and all the DJ in Buenos Aires, they knew Gotan Project and they play Gotan Project, so it's they really love it. Which is great, because we are very supported by, in the same time, by the electronic scene around the world, and also by the tango scene around the world. So for us, it's a great surprise.
Kada je Gotan Project krenuo sa live nastupima?
Just 9 months ago, only, and we made already like 100 concerts all around Europe. So we started in early December of last year. We toured a lot in very different places, venues, and like in festivals, like people. And the great thing everywhere, it's the audience. Our audience is very mixed. It's people very young who love electronic music, who come for that, and or for dub, or you know. And there is also people who are coming just for tango, or jazz, or world music. Particularly tonight, we are in a jazz festival. We play in Montreux. The Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, we played at the Umbria Jazz Festival in Switzerland, but also we played the Big Chill in England. We played in which is a very great electronic festival in that you can find in England, or Homeland, or Roskilde in Denmark, you know.
Rock festivals, WOMAD,
like WOMAD. World Music Festival. And it's good to see that the people from different generation, they are in the same places to listen to the same music. For me, it's great, because I don't see why there should be so much racism in music, you know, the music for the young and the music for the old, you know. And I understand there is some music for the kids, you know, but after when you're 10, after 10 or 12, you start to listen I started to listen the Beatles, or that I started to listen the Who, or when I was 9 or 10. So I don't know why you will not listen electronic music when you are 9 or 10, you know.
Or 19.
Or 90, yeah. Or yeah, why not? Why not? 80 years old or 70 years old, you know, it's great.
Da li imaju neko sećanje ili utisak vezan za beogradski nastup?
I remember that it was great. It was a very, very great audience. I don't remember. No, it was a young people. A lot of young people in Belgrade.
Because it was like a club night. There was some DJ after us.
I think you were the older. I saw.
After us, you mean?
After us.
Nova ploča.
We start to compose new material, new songs, new tracks. We want to take our time to make a very good album as much as possible. We don't want to make the same album. We want to explore tango music, Argentinian folk music, and electronic music more. And I think it's going to be different. The album will be different, but we're going to keep the same way of working. I mean, the way we did the first album was very intuitive, we did exactly what we wanted. We didn't thought about a possible success, because personally I was not confident in the success. And so I was very surprised by that. And we're gonna stay like this and to do exactly what we feel, what we think. And maybe people will love it, maybe not, I don't know, we'll see. But we're gonna surprise ourselves first, and maybe if the people are, people will be surprised.
Our challenge to make an abstraction of our success and to make a good album for us.
Yeah, not
so easy. Not so easy now.
Yeah, because because when we did some tracks, we are very successful. Maybe it could be easy to say, okay, let's do a track like Santa Maria because the people really love this track, and. So we know we're gonna try to create.
To bi bilo sve u ovom izdanju Beogradskog Cross Radija. Za sam kraj, sa ploče Revanča del Tango, Gotham Project i Triptiko. Ćao.
Soy Eduardo de Gotham Project y un gran saludo para Cross Radio.